In early November, a social media post showed a photo of a black baby doll in a dorm elevator. There also were reports that students hung the doll with a noose around its neck from a shower curtain that included posts about the Trump campaign. In his latest campus-wide statement, Canisius President John Hurley said public safety identified all of the individuals involved and the sequence of events. As a result of college disciplinary proceedings, the two students identified as primary participants in the residence hall room incident have left the college. Others identified received sanctions appropriate to their levels of involvement in the incidents. He says federal student privacy laws prevent him from saying anything further about those cases, except that the college retained a recently retired federal prosecutor with 35 years' experience to evaluate the investigation, and he concluded it was thorough and complete. Hurley says the college has established a bias incident reporting hotline now. If any member of the campus community witnesses or becomes aware of an incident involving any form of bias, they're encouraged to notify 888-2427. It's 888-BIAS. This will connect you to a voicemail where you can leave details anonymously. He says the challenge now is to create a culture at Canisius College that will make incidents like this simply unthinkable in the future. The college is convening a steering committee of students, faculty, staff, and alumni to address how it can facilitate a campus-wide conversation on race. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.